Brian, good morning.
Hi, Eusebius, first-time caller. Eusebius, long, long overdue what's happening in Sandton. But I'll tell you what my passion is. You know, please, I hope they don't get me wrong, but for 15 years, I've been going into the township with a feeding scheme. And the brutality that I have seen and I have witnessed. You know, when you've got a man who's unemployed, lying in his shack, drinking, he doesn't care what's happening in Sandton. The amount of rapes of children and women in townships and informal squatter camps are horrific, that go unnoticed. We need a march like this through townships, through squatter camps. I really mean it. You know, honestly, that guy lying in his squatter camp, drinking, he couldn't give two hoots what's happening in Sandton, whether the rand's at 1 rand to the dollar or 500 rand to the dollar. I've seen too much damage done against children and women that goes unnoticed. You know, when you come across the body of a lifeless child, and then you've got a couple of guys standing there drinking and saying, why are you weeping? Why are you crying? We can make you another one. You know, that kind of attitude, for 10 seconds, I want to do castration with a broken beer bottle. And then all you can say to them is, oh, may God have mercy on your soul. So that's my feeling, and that's what I think should also happen.
So a couple of things, Brian. Firstly, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate first-time callers because it expands the range of voices we see and hear in the media. I know many of you are silent listeners. 99% of people the world over will never call into a radio station. So thank you, firstly, for calling. Then I want to add the following. I don't disagree with your recommendation for where we should also direct our energies, but it's not either or, Brian. The following things, upon reflection, I'm sure you will agree with me, or maybe it's trite for you and you obviously agree with me, but I want to say it for the sake of other people that are listening that may not know the following things. Firstly, all men are problematic, not just men who live in the township. Men in Sandton are problematic, men in Alex are problematic, men in Kunu are problematic. We do not need to divvy up the country between rural and urban, or township and suburb. A woman, black or white or pink or brown or yellow or green, is unsafe whether she is in Sandton or whether she is in Alex, whether she is in Johannesburg or whether she is in Lusikisiki. The idea that some men are better than other men as a subcategory of men is absolute BS. And so we cannot only afford to critique the township man, the rural man. We have to critique all men because all men are problematic. That is my first point. The second point is we need the resources to be able to bring about the changes in every part of society where men are problematic. And those resources do not live with the drunk man in the township, as problematic as that drunk man might be in relation to the woman that he's beating up. The resources needed to bring about healthier masculinities in the township, in that man that you want to castrate, the resources lie with the JSE. Unless you have the resources with which to hold the necessary workshops, to get that man into employment so that he stops feeling emasculated because he's quote-unquote, his woman is working but he's not working, you need those who have economic power to use the economic power to change township economies so that the men that are problematic in the township can suddenly have self-esteem and healthier masculinities. So I would appeal to you to expand your own self-analyses of the nooks and crannies of every single part of our society where men live that are problematic. I can tell you now the difference, lastly, between that man who openly slaps quote-unquote his wife in the township and you and me in the suburbs. The only difference is that you can't see what Eusebius is doing behind the big wall. But just because you can't see what Eusebius is doing behind a six-foot wall does not mean that he is decent behind that wall in Sandton just because no one can see him openly being toxic.